Hello and welcome to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today. It is 10 a.m. Pacific time on Tuesday, November 11th, 2025. Here in the States, this is Veterans Day, and I just want to start out. I don't want to forget to just send love and gratitude to veterans, past, present, future, for your service. For, you know, we wouldn't be in this wonderful country if it wasn't for the people who served. And I have a great, great, great appreciation for veterans and service members. And I have three aunts. My mom had three sisters, and I have three uncles who all served. So I just want to say thanks before I go any further with the show. So thank you. God bless you. Sending tons of love and gratitude to you. Okay, so that with that being said, this show is live today on 12radio.com and streaming on YouTube. If you would like to join the chat, go to 12radio.com, click chat, and then click the YouTube link posted under my banner. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then you're just notified. I don't do readings on the show, but if you would like a reading or healing from me, you can find me every day on 12listen.com. I am usually available mid to later morning, Pacific time into the evening. If you don't see me or if I'm busy, just schedule a call, put in a callback request, and I'm notified immediately via text, and I will get back to you as soon as I possibly can. My Autumn Abundance 15-minute time-based session is still up on 12listen.com on my bio page. And, you know, it's just, I know I talk about it every week, but it's really important. And I think it's important now because we're heading into the holidays. Here we are, in November. Thanksgiving is coming. And Thanksgiving is all about gratitude. But it's gratitude for what we've received. So the first part of that is being able to receive. And that's what this 15-minute time-based session is about. You know, we can use this energy of this time of year, the time of the harvest, to expand our ability to receive. Nothing good is ever withheld from us because we are the individualization of Source. We are that infinite storehouse. It's what our consciousness is. It's what our soul is. But there are things that we've experienced, energies that we've carried around, the past thing, experiences, you know, all those things that go into making up who we are as humans, our influences, you know, prenatal influence, early childhood influences, education, and life experience. And those things can, pardon me, depending on what they are, impede our ability to receive. You know, if you feel guilty about something, it's really hard to feel worthy. So this is about releasing those beliefs, which beliefs are not truth. And if they are beliefs that would limit you in any way, they are error, total and complete error. And what we do in this session is we get them out of your way. That's it. If they're error, they have no power. They have no law. They have no legs. Therefore, they can be moved out and space is made in your space, your personal space, for receiving. Receiving. And then receiving always engenders giving. So it's a beautiful circle. And expansion is the name of that game. I mean, it's just expansion. So we can clear the way for it. And I encourage you to check that out. And in fact, that time-based session will be at a very special rate tomorrow for 1-2 day. You know, we have reduced rates on calls and chats a few times a week on 12listen, typically Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. And this week, Wednesday, is also the 12th. 12 day. We celebrate it every month. It's our favorite day of the month. And we celebrate it by having random reduced prices, random reduced rates on calls and chats. And what that means is every advisor has a different rate, and those rates change all day long. So it's a really cool, lively energy, a lot of fun. And those are probably the best rates. Well, they are the best rates that we're going to have for the month. So I encourage you, if you've not come and checked out one to listen, if you're interested in a healing or a reading or any of our services, not just mine, but any of our services, tomorrow's the day to do it. And I encourage you to do that. So, and again, that abundance, autumn abundance time-based session will be at a very low rate for that day. And I'll be online probably about 10:30 a.m. Pacific time into the evening. And I would love to talk to you. Tomorrow's a great day to check out One to Listen, as I've just said, and just experience the fun energy. It's all about you, really and truly. We reduce our rates for you and to be of service. So I hope you'll stop by. If you want to be notified of our specials, just go to onetolisten.com and sign up for 1-2 promotions. While you're there, post what you're grateful for on the gratitude board, because that is moderated 24/7 by the advisors of 1-2 Listen. And you put what you're grateful for, whether it's in your experience or not. The more that you are grateful for, the more you get in your life to be grateful for. Gratitude is a massively powerful vibration. And so when you are grateful, you know, you might think you may not have very much to be grateful for right now in your life. Find it. Find something. Find things to be grateful for. Anything. Hey, maybe you bought a new pair of shoes and you love them. Thank you, God, for my new pair of shoes. I do that all the time. But whatever, you know, just it's like a practice, practicing gratitude. And it just brings more things to be grateful for, because it opens up your ability to notice what's good, you know, to notice things that you can say thank you for, no matter what they are. Plus, the cool thing about the gratitude board is you can post what you're grateful for, whether it is in your current experience right now or something you're looking to bring in, that you're looking to manifest or demonstrate in your life. And what we do is we just add our attention to your intention, which empowers it. And it's another way for us to support you. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do that. And best part, you can post anonymously. So why not? I just want to say thanks again for listening, however and whenever you do. There is programming 24/7 on 1-2 Radio. There are archives of all of the shows from all of the hosts in the on-demand section at 12radio.com. So you can download something any time of the day or night. I encourage you to maybe, if you do that, if you have the space or time to do that and want to download something from a host that you don't typically listen to. See what people are saying. You know, 1-2 Radio has a lot of people with a lot of different passions, and that's what we share, because that's what lights us up. So it is just a great source of inspiration, information, and most of all, support. So again, I encourage you to take advantage. And I just want to say thanks to Serena today for producing my show and all that she does for us on 1-2 Radio. And let's move into the teaching segment right now by listening to a song called Four Direction Wind by David and Steve Gordon from the World Groove Mix CD and Sequoia Records. Enjoy it for a few minutes. I will be back right after. You are listening to Empowerment. I'm Kelly Whetstone, and I'm very happy that you're here. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that music. I try to pick music that kind of just shifts our space between the beginning announcements and stuff and the teaching segment. And I thought that felt like a good choice for this week. So last week, I have a lot to talk about, as per usual, as Zen Hazard would say, as per usual. Last week, the topic was attention and just the different ways we can use our attention for our benefit, for our empowerment, and consciously, so that we consciously have outcomes that we're looking for. And part of what I talked about was mindfulness, and specifically mindfulness in relation to the fall cleaning I've been doing. Serena and I were talking about it before the show started. It's like, you know, if anybody who doesn't know, you know, what I do, like working online, if they heard it took me 3 weeks to get my house cleaned, they would go, what did you do? Use a toothbrush? I mean, you know, it's just absurd. But in the middle of that, and just in the flow, you know, in the flow of the action of, you know, being online and whatever I have to write or whatever I have to do, and also feeling that motivation and that joy, because I really do love to do it. I really do. But the last room that I needed to do was my office, and it's got these bookcases and a million books and all this stuff. And it's like the big monster, you know, that I leave for the end. And I got it done Sunday night, which is great. So room by room, the rooms are done. And still have to do the floors, but those are last. I'll do them after I get the Christmas decorating done, because it's less than 2 weeks away. The cousin's Christmas was 2 weeks away Sunday. So do that first, and then vacuum, and I'm sure I'll do it again before they get here on Saturday before the 22nd. But it feels really good. It just feels good. And I love to just mark stuff off my list. But the funny thing, the reason why I'm saying all of this, is I was cleaning my desk off. So I took everything off of it in order to clean the desktop. And underneath a kind of a little pile of sticky notes that I have sitting under my monitor, I have sticky notes all along my monitor, the bottom of it. And then underneath, I just have piles of them. And as I was moving those out, this fortune came out that I forgot I had. And I've had it for years. But it dropped out of those sticky notes that were sitting under my monitor. And what it says is, turbulence is a life force. It is opportunity. Let's love turbulence and use it for change. Well, that's a cool message, which is why I've kept it for years. And but what's really cool about it is that what I wanted to talk about today and what was cooking in my head as I've been cleaning and doing other things is not pushing any experience away. That's really been in my consciousness. Kind of, you know how something comes in and you go, wow. You know, you pay attention to it, and then it just keeps showing up, and so you go on your journey, so to speak, of expanding it in your understanding and expanding it in your experience. But of course, it came up again last week because I shared an Alan Watts quote. So Alan Watts quote, quote Watts quote from The Meaning of Happiness, and you know, it had been on my mind before then, but it was certainly on my mind since last week's show. And the quote is, the mystic accepts the whole of his experience. He accepts himself as he is, circumstances as they are, and the relationship between them as it is. He excludes no part of his experience. So this is my interpretation of that quote. I don't know if Alan Watts would agree with it, but This is how I understand it. But as always, everything that I share in this show, the invitation is always take what resonates and leave what doesn't. So my interpretation of this quote, my understanding, is whatever is happening is happening. That's the circumstance. Where you are in your growth or your life or even your body is where you are. It's just simply where you are in this moment. Maybe you didn't sleep well. Maybe you have a headache. Or maybe you're just not feeling inspired. We are in a human incarnation. We are navigating through a psychic sea that is filled with every person's emotions and thoughts that has ever been here. And we don't always feel great. You know, just we're here. This is, we are spiritual beings slogging our way through this dense human experience, which we chose, which is our dream, and which we will get the most out of if we can have it. But, you know, not always feeling great is just part of the package. And it changes, right? Yesterday, didn't feel great. Today, woke up feeling really good, really motivated. It changes. But in this moment, you accept yourself as you are. No judgment, no excuses. You just show yourself some grace. This is where I am. Then you accept the relationship between the circumstance and where you are. And what that relationship is to me is how you feel about the circumstance and what you might have to do because of it. And if you have to do something about it, that will create a new circumstance to accept along with yourself as you are, and then your feelings about what you have to do. This is fascinating. It's fascinating. I think it is the best example I've ever come across of cause and effect. Cause and effect is the law of life in the physical. It is. It is continuously happening. It never stops. Here's an example. You hear something negative and you get a stomachache. The thing you heard didn't give you a stomachache. It's just the thing you heard. Your perception that it was negative or could have a negative impact gave you a stomachache. Cause and effect. You get what you give in every single moment, in your thoughts, in your actions. You get what you give. But through acceptance, you have some control. You can't control the circumstance or what's happening. But if you accept yourself, the circumstance, and the relationship between them, you become neutral. You become neutral. Through acceptance, you experience neutrality. And then nothing can push against you. Nothing can push your buttons. You just can have whatever is going on. You may not like any of those things. You know, you may not like the way you feel. You may not like the circumstance. You may not like what it brings up. But accepting them takes struggle out of the picture and sets you free. It just totally sets you free. It's massively empowering. It's just incredibly empowering. Ram Dass said that he realized that if he pushed anything away, any experience at all, any feeling, anything, he would never be free. And Alan Watts said the freedom of the spirit, which is known through total acceptance of life and of oneself, is the acceptance of the present moment. An acceptance of the present moment allows the moment to live, allows life to live as it is now, and allows the moment to set us free. When we are pushing against anything, the present moment is still happening, and we're just not in it. We're not in it. It's the only place where things can change. It's the only place where we can change. And we're missing it. because we're caught up in something that is out of our control. And the more we focus on something that's out of our control, the more it proves to us it's out of our control, that we are out of control. So back to Ram Dass for a moment. He said that things or people that we cannot leave behind become the fire of our purification. And I've shared this before, but this was a really profound thing that hit me like a ton of brick when I first read it, I don't know, several years ago now. In this context, this is the context for what he was saying. As we evolve, as we grow, there are people and things that we grow beyond or grow differently from. Now, that's more apparent, I think, when you're on a spiritual path, but that's just life. That is just life. You're not who you were when you were 19. And so, you know, as you get older, the people that were maybe good friends when you were 19, you grow past. Everybody goes their own ways. Everybody is in their own evolution. So this is not specifically, if you're on a spiritual path, that happens. It happens in life, period. So, but I'm sure anyone listening to this who is on a spiritual path has a greater experience of it. As we grow, as we practice our spiritual practice, as we live our spiritual practice, maybe is a better way to say it, we raise our vibration. Now, when we raise our vibration, everybody in our world is invited to come along. But everybody in our world is in their own evolution, which is perfect, And they may or may not come along. And if not, bless them. God bless them. They're in their own evolution. They're doing what they are here to do. Everybody's individual evolution is perfect. Now we may, and I'm sure you've experienced this too, I don't do this very much anymore because I've learned, but you know, I'm sure you can remember having a realization, having something, reading something from somebody or hearing someone say something that just smacked you in the head in a good way, right? So you have this realization, you expand because of this realization, and you use it for your expansion. So it just blows your head off, you know, and you just have to share it with somebody. But when you do, they have absolutely no idea what you're even talking about or why you'd be excited about it. And so there's the lead balloon, right? And I remember, I have a perfect example of this. I remember when Shannon and I were living in Las Vegas, and we had both of our desks up in the loft. It was a two-story. And he's sitting at his desk, and I'm at mine, and I was reading, I think it was Chopra's Book of Secrets. I think that's what it was. And something, like I said, just smacked me in the head. And I went, oh my God, oh my God. Shannon goes, what? I go, listen to this. And I read it to him, and he looked at me. And Shannon was an extremely intelligent man, extremely intelligent. But he looks at me, and he goes, I have no idea what that means. And I went, oh, okay. So that's one of those things, like what we're looking to manifest in our lives, that we just nurture. You know, we just hold on to that. And the thing is that when we have a realization that hits us so hard, that we spend time with, that we realize means making it part of us, right? We've realized it for ourselves. It is a part of us. Then really and truly, we share it not by talking about it, but by being it. You know, we become those things that we realize. They become our expansion. And then we're just it. You know, we're just it. And we can just go with that. You know, we can just go with that. Because We cannot bring anyone along with us that does not want to go. We can't. And if we force that issue, we are out of bounds. I talk to people often, or I have in the past talked to people often that say, you know, I just want him or her to, you know, to just, I tell them what I do. I share the videos that I see. I do all this stuff. And I just, you know, I just want them to come along is what they're saying. And that, again, you can offer. That's fair. But you can't take it for them. You can't accept it for them. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And if they don't take it, you drop it. But the thing that I've found in the past is that people will make like a relationship contingent on that person getting it. Being interested, being, you know, changing for the benefit of them. And that is just fuel for suffering. I mean, it just is. Because that's not love, and that's not a relationship. You know, a relationship, two people in a relationship, you know, are half and half. And they're people that can support each other, that love each other in some way or not. And I mean, that's a really, and I'm talking about friendships too. I mean, it's just a relationship. A relationship is give and take. That's what a relationship is. One person and what we are together in relation to each other. So you can't dictate that. You know, you just can't dictate how another person has to be in order to be in a relationship with you. You know, you can, but again, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's all I have to say about that, because I could just go on and on about that one, obviously. But back to Ram Dass and what he was talking about, the fire of our purification. His given name was Richard Alpert. And he talked about being around his family and friends, people that he'd known for a long time, after he'd been given the name Ram Dass by his guru. And he said they made fun of it, and some made a point of absolutely refusing to use it. And he said, you know, he got to the place where it's like, haha, okay. You know, he didn't argue. He didn't push back. He didn't say, you know, I'd prefer that you call me Ram Dass. He didn't. He just shrugged it off. Because these were people that he could not walk away from. You know, friends, old friends, as I started in what I'm talking about at this moment, that fall away because we just go in different directions. Well, there are some people that don't just fall away. Family members or other situations that we just can't walk away from. And we all encounter that in one way or another. You know, he says, when that happens to you, you don't argue. You just eat it. You just accept it. Because those people become the fire of your purification. And what that means to me is, okay, you know your family. You know who they are. You know how they're going to be. And you just get neutral to it. And what that is acceptance of them as they are, and yourself as you are, and acceptance of the feelings that come up in that situation. So, but an interesting thing about that, I mean, you just know it. So why bother? You know, why bother? Why suffer? Because they don't get it. You know? Why suffer because they want to make fun of your name? Or whatever it is. You know, whatever it is. And I think we've all been in that place. I really do. But the interesting thing about this is that when you do that, when you just accept it, when you just go, okay, whatever, and still love them. You know, you still love them. They're still your family. You still love them. And think of them in those terms. You're not dimming your light or trying to be acceptable to them. See, that's the trap, you know, is when you're just like, oh, this is who I am. And oh, I'm so uncomfortable. And I have to walk on eggshells so that you know, my family still loves me. That goes out the window. It just goes out the window. You become you, you know, through acceptance, you have permission to be you and they have permission to be them. And it's an even playing field. And the more you accept yourself and give that to the world, the more you become yourself and the more love you have to give because you're just you, you know, this is it. This is it. This is who I am. And I can give it in the best possible way to everyone I encounter. But in that example, the reason why I gave you that example, number one, it's important. And I had to, so somebody other than me or more than me needs it or can use it. But I realized it is not just people that become the fire of our purification, but every uncomfortable circumstance. If we are determined to accept the whole of our experience and exclude no part of it. That's big. And that's powerful. And that is where I want to be. You know, I've talked and written about this several times because it's just so big and so liberating. And the more I work with it, the more it expands and shows itself to be even bigger and more liberating. But what prompted today's topic was an experience I had last week that exemplified how freeing acceptance truly is. Like all of this stuff, everything that I've just talked about, like sort of came to a head last week. And you know, it's like it's like resistance, right? When you decide this is what I'm gonna do, or Abraham put it perfectly, Esther Hicks Abraham put it perfectly when he said, the minute you decide what you want, you're bound to experience a whole lot of what you don't want. So as I said earlier, the topic of last week's show was attention, and part of it was dedicated to demonstration. The way to demonstrate intentions or desires is to demonstrate God, simply put. Because every good desire is given to us by God or Source, wanting to experience more of itself through the demonstration of our expansion. Through us, we're it. We are Source's vehicle in the physical. And consciousness is cause, but what we see outside of ourselves is the effect of consciousness. So every good desire is source desiring more for us. More for itself through us. So go along, you know, go along. It all exists within us anyway. You know, Reverend Ike, God's got no more to give because we are God. You know, God is us. God is our consciousness, our soul, self, being, and mind. But the simple way to demonstrate God is through love, giving, service, and rest or detachment. If you missed the show last week, it's on YouTube. It's on my YouTube channel, and it's also in the archives on 12radio.com. There's a lot of good information in that show. So that show was last Tuesday. On Wednesday evening, my son called me and said that his mother-in-law, who was supposed to take care of my grandchildren over Christmas break, was going to be out of town and asked if I could come to Springfield for Christmas. I live in Colorado. They're in Illinois. He said the kids are on break. but we have to work and we need your help. Now, I don't know that I can accurately describe the emotions that came up because I felt like I got hit by a truck. I mean, just totally blindsided by that one. And honestly, I was really happy that I wasn't traveling over Christmas this year. I was all settled into being home because they're going to be here in 2 weeks for Thanksgiving and we will have our Christmas then with our family and all the little kids. And so I told him that I had a lot to consider and he needed to give me a little bit of time. So, you know, Grace, my little Grace, has to have some teeth pulled in early December, and that's a traumatic experience for both of us. She's a Bichon. I did my best to take care of her teeth, and it's just a genetic thing. So we're going to face it and take care of it, and, you know, she's a healthy, happy girl aside from that. And so that'll just extend her life and her health. But it's a big traumatic event. And that's the first part of December. I also had to find out if my friend's available to house sit and sit for Grace while I'm gone. And I had to look into flights. So I needed a little time. And on top of that, I'm a Taurus, right? I'm an earth sign. And something coming at me really quick like that, I just say no. But I didn't say no. I said I needed a little time because I had to metabolize it. I had to metabolize it. And man, I'm not kidding you. The way I felt when he asked me, I truly cannot describe it, but it was big. And on top of all of that, another part of what made it so big was when I was there last year for Christmas, I got really sick. I caught something from my grandchildren. I was there for 2 weeks and spent the majority of the time feeling lousy. I was feeling better by the time I left, but when I got home, it came back full force. And altogether, I think it lasted 6 weeks or more. And it took months for my voice to get totally back to normal, which is not good when you work on the phone and you have a radio show and, you know, you rely on your voice and talking. So that was a really big part of it too. So when that call came out of the blue, the literal rush of emotion almost made me sick to my stomach. And I just wanted to cry. And that probably sounds ridiculous, but there it was. I'm being totally honest. There it was. And it took me a while to get past it. But I knew what was happening. I knew what was happening because I'd done a show a few weeks ago on emotions and feelings. See, it's a no mistakes universe. Further proof. It's a no mistakes universe. And I got some great information from a website called Therapy Central that I want to share again right now because it is valuable. It was valuable to me last week and it is still valuable. What's the difference between feelings and emotions? The whole emotions versus feeling thing is basically comes down to three things: timing, control, and how complex they are. Emotions, they're your body's rapid-fire response system, firing off before you even know what's hit you. Think of them as your internal smoke detector, instantly alerting you to danger. Feelings are different. They're what you create from those alarm bells. It's your brain's running commentary on what just went down, shaped by everything from your childhood memories to what you had for breakfast. Easy way to remember it? Emotions are what your body does. Feelings are the story your mind tells you about it. It goes on to say, so let's have a look at what's happening upstairs, and we'll promise no medical jargon. Your emotional brain, basically your body's security system, spots something and instantly hits the panic button. This all happens in the same bit of your brain that keeps your heart beating. Totally automatic, super ancient, and everyone's got the same setup. Then your thinking brain jumps in, trying to make sense of all these signals. Imagine having a really clever translator who takes raw data and spins it into a meaningful story. Thing is, this translator's influenced by your past, your culture, even how tired you are. Emotions, your body's instant reactions. We're talking the basic six here: fear, anger, joy, sadness, surprise, disgust. They are hardwired responses we all share. When you jump at a loud bang, get a stomach drop on a roller coaster, or automatically smile at a baby, that's pure emotion doing its thing. Feelings, your personal take on things. These are the complex experiences you build from emotions. They're colored by your memories, beliefs, what's going on in your life right now. Feeling homesick, nostalgic, inspired, disappointed, these are all feelings built from those simpler emotional building blocks. Getting the emotions and feelings difference is a game changer. It's not just interesting psychology. It's properly game changing for your well-being. And we're not just saying that. This is something we see transform people's lives every day. Understanding that is empowering. I had no control over the rush of emotion I felt. It brought back memories and feelings from last Christmas that were not pleasant. I sat with them that night, trying to figure out how to say no, how to say I can't come. But the thing that kept pushing through was Jared saying, "We need your help." And that actually brought me out of those memories and feelings into present time. He asked for help. And if I could help, I had to. Back to demonstrating God: love, give, serve, rest, and don't push any experience away. The next day, I felt completely different. I mean, completely different. That hell no response from the night before was completely gone. Completely. So I made my call, did my research. My friend was happy to take care of Grace. Pardon me. I found flights that will work. And my son is going to pay for part of the airfare, which I appreciate. But the healing, the true healing, was the neutrality that I felt about the whole thing. I mean, I really felt neutrality. And that just, I didn't try to feel neutral about it. That's what I mean when I say that was the healing. My space shifted. It just shifted dramatically so. So I went from anticipating a nightmare to, I'll just go and see what happens along the way. You know, from the Lyft driver that takes me to the airport, through the airport. You know, I know that in making the decision to be of service to my family that I love and to be with my grandchildren, that will be so much fun. I can expect an awful lot of support from Spirit. I know I can expect it because I know I've made the right decision to go. And that too was confirmed, affirmed by that neutrality. But really, the bottom line is, if we think of, we can think of life as an experiment. Just an experiment. You know, when you experiment with something, you don't know how it's going to turn out. You don't know what's going to happen along the way. It's like gardening. It's an experiment. Life changes day by day, moment by moment sometimes. You know, we want it to be a certain way. But if we cling to what we want, we suffer because we are going against the flow of life. Life is change, and we're trying to box it up the way we want it to be. The more we can accept change, the more wonder we can experience. And wonder is a powerful, powerful choice. Instead of, today I have to do this, this, and this. How about, I wonder what will happen today. I wonder how everything will come about. I still have to do this, this, and this. But wonder or you can think of it as childlikeness, allows for the assistance from spirit. And we have assistance from spirit, we have that's open for that energy to flow because, in this case, I've not put up a structure around what I have to do. I have to do this, and I need to get it done by this time. No, it's like, this is what I have to do. Source knows what I have to do. That which lives me knows what I have to do. And I relinquish all power, control, and responsibility for it back to source. But if you work with wonder, wonder makes you available to intuition, right? I wonder what's going to happen. I wonder what to wear. I wonder, you know, I wonder. It's just really, it opens your head. It opens your heart. And it just makes you available to lovely things. And one of the lovely things it makes you available to is intuition. Intuition, in turn, encourages mindfulness and attention because guidance comes in the present moment. I wonder how to do this. You don't know. So you're waiting to find out. And that comes through your intuition. And if you follow your intuition, that following allows for flow. And flow is the very best way to operate. It's peaceful, you're neutral, and at the end of the day, you may not have done everything on your to-do list, but what you did felt good and you accomplished. And you may accomplish more than your to-do list or something aside from your to-do list that was important, you know, that showed itself up in the middle of everything. Back to the fortune cookie. Turbulence is a life force. It is opportunity. Let's love turbulence and use it for change. You know, really, who knew a fortune cookie could be so wise? On that note, I just wish you a very, very blessed week. I'm Kelly Whetstone. You've been listening to Empowerment here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Please stay tuned for Katie Weaver. Again, tomorrow is 12 day. I would love to talk to you. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.